Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
That's an amazing parting shot as Goo leaves the building. Hey, say, hey, have a good weekend, but lose your fantasy game.
Well, that wasn't his parting shot. He'll be back.
Well, of course. Why? No. What did he leave?
His phone.
His phone. Yeah. He will be back. He will be back.
And where will he be back?
On 95.7, The Game. You. Yeah.
Can we go home now?
Dude, leaving a room without your phone is officially embarrassing now. It's embarrassing. It's like walking out of the house without shoes. People are like, how the hell do you do that? See? Hi, Goo.
Come on over.
Come on over. Here's your phone. There's your phone.
Old age, baby. Old age.
I mean.
Senior moment.
That was almost as funny as yesterday when we walked in here and he goes, you and me, we start fantasy tonight. I go, oh, we do? Who do you got? He goes, I got no one. And I go, neither do I. So I guess we don't start tonight. Till I got home and realized he had two players, actually.
That's
in last night's game, and thought he had none.
Yep.
So anyway, I forgot
who I was playing, and it turns out it's Grandy and Dibs.
Oh, you guys are playing each other?
That's why I was rooting against Derrick Henry so hard.
I was wondering why that felt personal. And
it was.
Well, I thought it felt actually personal, not fantasy-based. I thought it was like he's just anti-Dibs
in general. Just fantasy. Yeah.
And then I looked on the way home. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm playing Grandy.
You know, a little of both, maybe.
Because your team is like Puka Nakua's or something.
Puka Shells, yeah.
The Puka Shells.
The
I forgot who that was, and then I clicked on the name, and it's like Mark with a C, and I was like, oh, no wonder why.
Oh,
he doesn't just hate me.
No.
He just hates me more this week than usual.
Multiple reasons to hate you.
Exactly.
All right, so yeah, Rex Ryan in 5 minutes. How did that one make you feel last night? Because to me, that was like a 49er fan. You had some feelings if you watched that. It was the team that you did play versus the team you were supposed to play, who also played you on Christmas and embarrassed you there. And they went up and down the field on one another. And I got to imagine there were some emotions there. How did 49er fans, how did that one make you feel? What emotions came out of that?
I'm sure a number of emotions. One for me was envy of Kansas City. And also a little bit of frustration that they didn't get Kansas City last year, because now they look better. And Xavier Worthy, for all his speed, big deal, what can you do with it? Oh, you can do that. Huh. End around. And then the other touchdown, whatever. I mean, that was a walk-in, broken coverage. That had nothing to do with his ability. But still, the fact that your rookie came out and scored twice, and you don't even have Hollywood Brown yet. You look faster than you did last year when you just had Rashi Rice.
Oof.
And even if they lose Rice to suspension, they're still going to be just fine. That's kind of the feeling I took away from the Kansas City side of it. And from Baltimore, it made me think, also like, man, if you had Baltimore in the Super Bowl, you had a chance because Lamar Jackson, for whatever gifts he has, which are innumerable, he doesn't seem to have the ability to come through in the biggest moments and win the big games.
That's an interesting one. I mean, obviously, he's won some big games. I know the reputation about how it feels at the end. I don't know, man. Like, I look at it also, and the trenches for the Chiefs and Ravens yesterday didn't look that great. They really didn't. Their offensive lines, and we'll ask this to Rex Ryan, I bet any coach out there would say, if you could have one position group really, really work out, which would it be? And they may say quarterback, if that counts as a position group. But larger issue, I tend to think football teams look good when their offensive line looks good. And last night, you did not have great offensive line play, but your quarterbacking is so great that you're able to sort of mask it and still function. But yeah, I'm with you. And Xavier Worthy only had one run and three targets.
Right.
Two catches. But he had a huge imprint on the game. And for that to be his very first NFL game, oh, that just looks like a toy that Andy Reid did not need from the perspective of a 49er fan.
Exactly. And yet he's a rookie and you figure he's only going to get better. And as long as he stays healthy, that speed is something that almost no other human being in the NFL has. And so it becomes even a greater challenge when you're trying to scheme against that because, you know, Worthy on the end of round or the jet sweep, the amount of speed he has getting to the edge is going to pose problems. And I look on the other side and Baltimore, their offensive line, they struggled. The Chiefs' O-line, it struggled. And I wonder if part of that isn't a byproduct of what we do now in the preseason, which is we don't play a lot of football together. Yeah. And I think about that in terms of the Niners, where Trent didn't play and the whole O-line never played a snap together. And so are we expecting them to come out and be a really strong, cohesive unit from week one?
Better be.
That's a big ask, yeah.
Better be.
But probably won't be.
Going up against a really good defensive line on Monday night. I was reminded in thinking about the Niner-Jet game, I was reminded of how we felt when the Niners were going into Pittsburgh last year. And there was all kinds of doubt. Less doubt this time around because this time 49er fans are not like, can Brock throw? Is his arm attached? Are we doing this? Like, we don't feel ready. And you just didn't know where that was going to go. And then they came out and looked absolutely impeccable. Like, they just played a beautiful football game. And it was over. It was over after three quarters. They run away from Pittsburgh. Is it going to look again like that this time around? I don't know. I think the Jets are good. I think they are. They offer a lot of talent. In big positions, I don't really know exactly what to think about Aaron Rodgers. But anyway, that's getting ahead of ourselves. I think there's a lot of meat on the bone in terms of not only how you felt watching these two teams play, but the assessment of the quarterback play, which was, I don't know, what word would you use? Like, they were both good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think either one of them were great last night, but man, we may end up this year, and I do think this is going to end up being that conversation. We're no longer asking if Brock Purdy is good. It's kind of like, can he be great? Can he be one of those guys?
Right.
Even though you thought Lamar was wobbly, he's still, like, well, both guys are two-time MVPs.
Sure, and wobbly is too strong, but when it came time to win the game and make the play, he didn't make the play. He had a wide open receiver that he didn't see, and he whizzed it through the back of the end zone, and then he connected with Lively in the back of the end zone, and he was an inch or two out of bounds, and that's a tough break. So he did make that throw, and he made a bunch of throws. But the way they drove down the field at the end of the game felt to me a little bit like Madden, where Lamar gets back there, feels the pressure, and he knows that his best foot forward is to run. So Lamar is still, I think, too much for my liking in a run-first mindset. And in that last drive, you saw that it was a lot of runs. It was some passes, and he moved him down the field, but then he didn't cash it in. So I don't think wobbly is fair, but he is not the kind of quarterback I think that is going to, at least so far in his career, he has not shown that he can win those big games.
Well, let's talk about that. Like, stylistically, is there something there on Lamar Jackson, and then we can transfer it to, like, stylistically, what kind of quarterback do you really, really want to have? And keep out of the conversation, well, you want Mahomes. Right, so you can't have him.
Right.
He's a Chief. But I do think that as other teams are building rosters, like right now, there's a lot of attention on the Bears and the Commanders. And even, you know, Belichick is having debates on national TV yesterday about whether or not Caleb Williams actually looked good in the preseason. He's like, you all saw the highlight throws, but he had a 50% completion percentage in the preseason. So half of his throws were incomplete. Look, incredibly small sample, but I think that this is kind of what nobody would say you want an immobile quarterback, but do you want a quarterback who runs that often? You know, my answer would be I want a quarterback who can run, but usually doesn't have to.
Yeah.
And that's Mahomes. And sometimes Josh Allen.
Exactly.
But not Lamar. Like, he's great for your fantasy team, but he runs too much.
Agreed. And I'm looking right now at the top 10 all-time in quarterback rush yards. How many of the top 10 all-time in quarterback rushing yards do you think have a Super Bowl title? Of the top 10 all-time.
Of the top 10 all-time rushing quarterbacks?
Rushing yardage, yeah. Of the top 10, how many of them have rings? And this is where I was thinking about it with Lamar Jackson, because I'll spoil the bit and say he's number 3 all-time in quarterback rush yards.
Well, man, so that's zero. Randall Cunningham is probably on that
number
list.
Number 5, ring.
Yeah, is Steve Young on the list?
Number 6 with
okay,
a ring.
Okay, so that's the one ring that came to mind was that one. Is it
I
one?
I love it. You're doing great. No, there's two more that have rings.
Two more rings?
Number 4 in rush yards and number 10 in rush yards.
Oh, gosh. Ugh, that's tough. Now you're making me think about, like, all the Super Bowls.
Well, I'll give you a couple of the guys who are on the list who don't have rings. Michael Vick is number 1.
Uh-huh.
Cam Newton is number 2. And then number 4 has a ring. You mentioned Cunningham at 5, Young at 6. Fran Tarkenton's a tough one at 7.
Well, that's, yeah, if we're going to go back that.
You mentioned Josh Allen. He's 8th.
Okay, no ring.
Steve McNair, rest in peace, is 9 with no ring. The other two, Russell Wilson, number 4,
okay,
and Aaron Rodgers. Number
Is
10.
He really, yeah. Number 10?
Just passed
all
Donovan
time?
McNabb, yeah.
Holy crap. I never would have guessed that he was top 10.
So I guess it's a long way for me to say that, you know, run first quarterbacks don't have a great level of success in winning Super Bowls. And I still think that Lamar is too much in that camp for my liking.
Yeah. And by the way, that's not because it's not fun to watch.
Oh, so fun.
It's not because it's not effective a lot of the time in certain spaces. But like Lamar last night was actually at times putting his shoulder down and pushing people. And I will forever believe that it's the wrong thing to do for a quarterback to take hits. And that's my only reasoning there. It's not that it's not an incredible weapon. It's not that it's not fun. It's not that it's not any of those things. I just think it shortens careers. And you miss too many games and all of those things. And, you know, this is now me guessing, but let's throw this into the discussion. When does Lamar Jackson have the most trouble in an NFL season?
Late in the year, January.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, could that be because dude is worn the hell out? Can you throw the ball 35 times and rush for a buck 20?
41 and 16.
Do you know what that must feel like? Do you know what he woke up feeling like today? How many years has he been doing this now? Where are we, 7 or 8?
Yeah.
2 MVPs. He's phenomenal. Don't take any of this as a shot at Lamar. I just don't know what the real sustainability is for it, both in a career and in a season.
73 plays last night for Baltimore. 57 of them involved him throwing or running. 41 throws, 16 carries. It had me thinking about James Harden a little bit, about, you know, the ball dominance and how every time Harden gets the ball, he's going to try to score. 57 of 73 plays involved him either running for it or throwing for it.
That's
a heavy load now.
There is no NFL team I've seen that relies on one player like the Baltimore Ravens rely on Lamar. You know, Bonte tweeted out something last night that I thought was a very good observation. And he goes, doesn't it always feel like Baltimore needs another receiver? And I was like, gosh, it does.
Yeah.
and they draft him high, and then they put him out there, and they may work, they may not. Zay Flowers looks like a hit, but once again, whether it goes from Zay Flowers to OBJ, Hollywood Brown, whatever it is, it's always just like, not quite that dude, and you always seem to have just lost one, and you're replacing him with another who's nice, but again, not enough for Lamar to just sit back and be like, let's delegate. Let some other people do some stuff out here.
It's not the way their offense is designed, and I don't think that it's the way that he feels he can be successful. And it's hard to look at what he did, 16 carries for a $122, and say, yeah, that didn't work, because it worked, and it kept him in the game, and it helped him drive down the field, and it's such a great weapon. But then you get inside the deep red zone, and that's where you need a QB to do QB things, and he just doesn't.
Well, I mean, you look at the way Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs scored their touchdowns last night. Now, he had some wonderful plays, as he always does. He's freaking Patrick Mahomes. But doesn't it look like he kind of did less? I mean, the Ravens go all the way down the field. Lamar does his thing. Derrick Henry had a good opening drive. He finishes it off. You head to the other end. Before you even could blink, the Chiefs have tied the game. And all Patrick did, he just turn around and you hit Rice over the middle a couple of times and then hand the ball to Xavier Worthy and he's gone. And then the next touchdown, same thing. Broken play, right sideline, boop, just an easy toss and Worthy is gone. And Patrick Mahomes has had maybe the one of the most healthy careers. I know it's still young, but one of the most healthy careers I've ever seen. I can barely remember Patrick missing a game ever.
Well, last year, you remember he rolled the ankle really bad, and then
somehow
I think he missed half a game, and then he just came back. Everyone said, there's no way he comes back, and he played through it.
Yeah.
So he's had some minor injuries, but you're right, and part of that is because he knows how to get out of bounds. And also, memo to the rest of the league and Niners when you play him, don't touch him when he gets near the sideline. Now, that was a late hit. The second one, the one that they actually called, the first one where the Chiefs went bananas, when the guy barely put his hands on him.
Yeah.
No flag. The second one was a clear flag. The guy dove at his knees, and he was already on the white. You got to stay away from Patrick.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue whether it was or wasn't a flag, because that's the way it's called now.
Yeah.
But also, the observation I had there is Patrick is really good at drawing that flag. He knows exactly what he's doing. And so what he does is he just kind of tiptoes on the sideline to make a defender commit. And as soon as he can feel that commitment, boop, just step out of bounds. And then bang, you're going to get another 15. Russell Wilson used to be really good at this, even in the open field, where he would kind of do the late slide. It's like, I'm running at you. And the second he sees your body leverage, go, oh, you're not going to slide? I'm going to hit you. Boom, slide right underneath the legs. Have the defender clip the top of his helmet as he goes right over you. Bang, I'm going to get another 15.
Yeah.
They've gotten really good at it. It kind of stinks, I think, for fans and defensive players.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch, but there's no way around it.
No, there's nothing you can do as a defender because, you know, we saw it last year in a playoff game where the quarterback looked like he might be going down and the defenders kind of step back and you just can't. You have to commit and you have to try to go low if you're going to try to get a quarterback who's sliding. And if you see him start to slide, you got to somehow dive out of the way.
I mean, here's with all of everything that we just said, with all of it said, golly, that was a phenomenal game.
Great game.
And I think both quarterbacks are just, oh my God, the restaurant quality, the whole thing. Both of them, Patrick and Lamar. Maybe this would be a fun thing to ask, Niner fans. We've moved past the idea of whether or not Brock Purdy's good. Anybody feel any quarterback envy last night? Anyone? Did you feel that at all?
Well, yeah, with Mahomes. But
you
that's
did.
Yeah. I mean, he's the best maybe to ever do it. And you watch 20 of 28, very quiet night. He didn't have to do too much, but when there's a throw to be made, he made the throw. He's elusive. He can run when he has to. He doesn't like to, it seems, but he just is so smart and he's so aware that you never get a clean hit on him and he just wins games.
Lamar has a different look to him, but it's not, I'm not going to call him as effective as Mahomes, but it's pretty damn close. You know what I love about both of them? Because both of their offensive lines were a little off, I thought. Both of them, when they're holding that ball and somebody breaks through the line, I've never had more confidence watching a quarterback. It's like, no, they're going to be able to find a way to extend the play and make something good happen. They're both incredible at it. Brock is too, but when Brock does it, I feel, and maybe this is just because he's such a young player, it's a little bit more frenetic. Brock's running around in circles sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mahomes 90-25, by the way, all time. His record, 90-25, including the playoffs. So anyway.
We're sponsored by Safeway. We're chasing down Rex Ryan. We told you he'd be on at 2:15. Obviously, he was not. So we're trying to connect with Rex. We'll keep that out there, but it opened it up to you. Niner fans, did you feel any quarterback envy last night? 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this will be fun. This will be fun. I mean, we're basking in the glow. How long has it been? And actually, in this town, we know exactly how long it's been since we've been able to react to an actual football game.
Too soon.
Is it?
Too soon.
You might be right.
Yeah, boy.
You might be right. It's not too soon, though, to talk to Rex Ryan. We're excited about this. Rex, every Sunday on Sunday NFL Countdown from 7 to 10 in the morning, our time, all season long, Rex will be with Mike Greenberg and then all the other analysts who we know, Teddy Bruschi, Randy Moss, Alex Smith, senior NFL insider Adam Schefter. You can catch Rex doing that all year long. Rex, thank you for joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, and it's great to be here with you guys.
Yeah, great to have you. Did you have the same thought I did when I saw Xavier Worthy look exactly like Tyreek Hill last night, and I just went, oh, no. Oh, no, the league, let these guys get better.
That's scary, wasn't it? I mean, it's like, come on, this guy, at first, it's funny because I was thinking, you know, he's a first-round pick. He broke the combine record, fastest 40. But I'm like, there's no way in heck this guy's going to be like Tyreek Hill. And then he gets two touchdowns his first game, and it's like, uh-oh. But, yeah, no, that was impressive. It was a hell of a game, too. And, you know, those two teams are – they may go, you know, be representing the AFC in that championship game. Both those two teams look pretty darn good to me. But, yeah, Xavier Worthy, that's just what Kansas City needs, another Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, a little bit of the PTSD bowl for us out here, Rex. The last two teams that beat the Niners, forget the Rams in the last game of the year when the Niners didn't even really show up. But of those two teams, Baltimore and Kansas City, if you're a Niner fan, which one would you have to fear more?
I don't think it matters. I thought Baltimore had the best team in the league last year. I never thought it was close. So, you know, they kind of laid an egg. Kansas City, you know, wins that game. But now you do it two times in a row. I guess it's not it's certainly not a fluke. So, but either one of those two teams are going to be tough for anybody. And, you know, we'll see. Hey, we'll see if the Niners get there again or not. But, you know, they had to feel pretty fortunate beating Detroit, I think, in that championship games when you're down 17 points. That to come back and win that game was pretty dang impressive. And obviously, you know, the Super Bowl was a disappointment. They played well. It's just, you know, you got beat. But, you know, Niners are outstanding. There's no doubt about it. They're well coached man, oh, man, they got a ton of weapons. They're fun to watch.
Rex, as always, we're talking a lot about quarterbacks, and as the world is still trying to put a finger on exactly who and what Brock Purdy is, we're looking at those two guys last night and kind of comparing and contrasting them stylistically. I wonder from your perspective as a coach, if you could get on a computer and sort of dial up the style of a quarterback, the characteristics of a quarterback that matter to you most, what would you dial up?
Well, I think you know accuracy is the main thing. Throwing the football is the main thing. You got to be smart because you got to learn the system. You got to have all that stuff down. But mobility, I think mobility is something that I remember. Bill Walsh was actually a mentor of mine, which is crazy because he was an offensive guy. But he was gracious enough, spent a lot of time with me when I was a young coach, going up the ranks and things. But he always talked to me about that. He thought mobility was one of the things that was important for quarterbacks. And you know, Purdy is never going to be confused with Lamar Jackson, but he does have some mobility, and he's got a great pocket presence too. And it's so funny because everybody's like, oh, Brock Purdy's not any good. He's not any good. He all he did was lead the NFL in QBR last year. He averaged almost 10 yards a pass attempt, you know, 9.6 yards, which, by the way, led the league. And, oh, by the way, it's not just dink and dunk stuff. He's throwing it down the field, pitching it down the field. So, to me, you know, yeah, he's not, you know, you're never going to trade, you know, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes for Brock Purdy, but hell, he's pretty dang good. And I think it's time people started realizing that he's one of the reasons why the Niners are so good. It's not just the great weapons they have, and albeit they got great weapons, but damn, Brock Purdy's a pretty good weapon too.
Rex Ryan here on 95.7 The Game. Is part of his success stemming from just the scheme fit with Kyle Shanahan and the way he goes about running his offense?
Well, I think obviously it's a good fit, and Kyle Shanahan's an outstanding coach. But you know, he's still the same coach that got fired in Cleveland, got fired in, you know, wherever, and in Washington or whatever. So, I mean, he's a great coach, but you got to have players, and certainly they have a ton of players. They have an outstanding system, but what's most important is, to me, is the grasp of the system that Brock Purdy has. There's a lot of smart coaches in this league, but the thing that I'm impressed with is Kyle Shanahan's got this young quarterback, and it's almost like he's connected to him on the field. Like he's that sharp, he's that smart, and you know, hey, if the guy's he's accurate as hell when somebody's open, he delivers it, and he delivers it on time. He's always the thing that gets me with him You know, he's not the greatest at extending plays like a Patrick Mahomes, but what he's amazing about is anticipation, timing, and accuracy. And he throws guys open. He doesn't wait for them to get open. He throws them open. And to me, I'm blown away by the kid.
Rex Ryan, ESPN, is with us. Rex, you just said something interesting. I want to dig a little deeper here because we are bombarded with the idea that players on the Niners are a product of Kyle Shanahan's system. And you just kind of insinuated that Kyle is also a product of his players. Is that what you believe?
Well, sure. Of course. I think we all are. You know, you think, hey, Bill Belichick's the best of all time. Well, did he look better with Tom Brady or without him when he couldn't beat anybody? I think he looked a hell of a lot better when Tom Brady was there. So that's part of us. Now, I'll say this. There's no coach in the National Football League, in the history of the National Football League, there's no coach can win without players. All right? There's some coaches can't win with them, but there's no coach that can win without them. And to me, the Niners are an outstanding team, and it's a great mix. This is a good football coach, damn good football coach. All right? You know, there's no denying it, but those players make the coach look a hell of a lot better than if he didn't have those guys.
Let's say every single coach in the league was completely available and you were starting a team. Who would you hire?
I'd hire that kid at Detroit. The one that they can't get out. That's who I would hire.
Dan Campbell.
I love Dan Campbell, but I was talking about assistants. Because right now, you know, you could take any of them and say, you know, hey, Dan Campbell, Kyle Shanahan, all these guys. But I want to dig deep. I want to get my own guy, and I'm going to go get that offensive coordinator with Detroit. Nobody does a better job than that guy does. He doesn't have half the players that some of these teams have, and yet they rank in the top five every single year that he's been an offensive coordinator. So to me, I think he could be a superstar in this league, and we'll find out. But all these other guys, Kyle Shanahan, all those guys are outstanding coaches. You know, Mike Tomlin's a great coach, but I'm just telling you, I think there's some assistants that are going to break through in this league coming up that I'm really excited to see some of these other assistants move on as well, and not just come from the Sean McVay family or whatever. Right. There's more ways of skinning a cat, and the guy at Detroit, as you guys know, does, in my opinion, does a better job than anybody in the league.
Ben Johnson is who you're talking about.
No doubt. And the pipeline continues to be strong in the NFL. Rex, what's it like coming off a Super Bowl to try to do it again? Because we hear a lot about a Super Bowl hangover. The Niners obviously lost the big game, and they're trying to do it again. What are the challenges for a team to try to get back to the bowl after losing it?
Well, I think there's you know, obviously the team is hungry, but it's so damn hard to get back there. Like, and that's the thing where it's like every year is a brand new system, you know, or a brand new season. And to me, if you're sitting back thinking, assuming you're going to get there, you'll get your ass kicked. And by then you're going to be scratching to make the playoffs instead of where you want to be, having that number one team, that number one seed. You got to handle business, and it's all over. It's a brand new season. And some of these teams that are hungry, that are behind you, you look at the jump that Detroit made last year. Who's going to be that team this year? You know, their stock, is it going to be the Bears? Is it going to be Seattle? Is it going to be the Rams? Like, I don't know. But every, you know, you can't take anything for granted. And I think, and not saying that the Niners are going to, but that's the only way. If you're all of a sudden, you know, the motor's not running, all that type of stuff, and you think you're just going to wait till the playoffs, you're not going to, you'll be lucky to make it.
Rex Ryan, ESPN, with us on 95.7 The Game. Rex, as you said, your defensive guy, would love to get your assessment of the 49er defense and specifically some of the changes. You know, Dre Greenlaw is going to miss a little bit of time. Arik Armstead is gone. What are your thoughts on this group?
Yeah, I mean, it's an outstanding group. It's, you know, they're so fundamentally sound as well. It's hard to get the ball over top of them. And, you know, the pass rush, it all starts with that pass rush. And, you know, you mentioned the loss of the big defensive tackle in there, Armstead, excuse me. Like, that's a big loss. But then you get some other guys that are coming up, and, you know, as long as you got Bosa healthy, you got a pretty good chance, you know what I mean? And all these kids inside, like, there's a lot of good players, a lot of depth in that group. And I think they picked up Floyd also, right?
They did.
So, yep. You know, so to me, that's the kid. I love that kid. When he came out, I absolutely love that kid. And you know, he's been tremendous. And I think that's the guy. It's funny, you're playing against Aaron Rodgers. Well, who's the guy that knocked him out, gave him the Achilles? You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to look back over. I believe it was Floyd. So, but either way, to me, that's a damn good football player that nobody even talks about. So, you know, yeah, you lose a guy, but you also gain a guy too. And, so we'll see. I think the team is, both these defenses are going to be interesting, because not just the Niners have an outstanding defense. The Jet defense is absolutely loaded. So I think it's going to be a great matchup. Both of those, ironically, play the same style of defense. You know, they all play this. We used to call it a sneak package. Basically, it's a cover three on top. You know, they're playing on top of the corners, playing almost man, but on top. So it's not true man coverage. But either way, both these teams do a great job of playing that style, and it's going to be interesting because, you know, these offenses go against that defense every day. So, you know, what's it, you know, they shouldn't be surprised by, you know, this style of play. So it should be interesting to me. I mean, I can't wait for this game. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, we're super excited out here, Rex, and glad to have you joining us, being of Jets cloth from your past. And I'm just curious what you think about Aaron Rodgers and what the expectation is for a guy almost 41 coming off an Achilles, playing his first football in almost 2 years.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, he's completely healthy. I think the Achilles, you know, yeah, it happened or whatever, it's unfortunate, but he is absolutely 100% healthy. So the other thing is he's had a lot of durability, throughout his career. So he's not a guy that typically gets hurt. It's kind of a freak thing with that Achilles, but it certainly wasn't age related. So I think it's, I think they're going to get a healthy Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, he might not have the mobility that he once had, but he still has the arm talent, and he's got some guys to throw to, man. Like, this Garrett Wilson is no joke. I think he's a superstar in the making. They add Mike Williams, who's, a 50-50 jump ball, you know, contested catch guy, outstanding receiver, and so I think that's going to be good. And then they have a back. Now, this is the closest thing to Christian McCaffrey that we have in the league in this Breece Hall. So it's going to be a hell of a matchup. The that offensive line has been upgraded big time for the Jets. So I think it's going to be an interesting matchup, certainly.
No doubt about it. Hey, Rex, before you get out of here, wanted to get a thought also on the game that is happening later tonight. It's kind of an interesting way to start a season, I'll say, in Brazil, for a couple of teams that have to turn right around and play again next week. And you've got players who have made comments like they're being told to stay in their hotel rooms and whatnot. What are your thoughts on this game that's happening tonight?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's obviously a interesting venue down there in Brazil, and I actually went to a World Cup down there. Me and a bunch of my coaches went down, and they're, for good reason, they need to stay in their hotel.
Oh, okay. What are some of those reasons,
pretty,
Rex?
Pretty distracting. It was pretty distracting. Let's just say that around the beaches, it was very distracting. So they need to stay focused, stay in their hotel. I will say this: it's interesting, but it's the same time zone. And I know it sounds crazy because it's a 10-hour flight or whatever from the East Coast, but it's actually on the same time zone. I think that helps a little bit. I'm sure these teams will get an extra day,
a
couple extra days of preparation. So I don't think I mean, they could use it as an excuse. There's no need to. I think they'll be fine when they come back. From it, but it's going to be a hell of a game, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the NFL's got some great games that, already scheduled. The interesting thing about Philadelphia early in the year, what were they, 10-1 or something like that?
Yep.
I have never seen a team, just go the exact opposite direction. It harkens back to the day of the Raiders when they went like 10-0 and then they lost six straight, years ago. But it's almost like they couldn't stand their coaching staff. Like, I've never seen a team like literally lay down like they did.
It was shocking.
It's a talented ass team, and they played like garbage. They couldn't have beat anybody at the end of the year. Nobody. They were beating nobody. And yet they were as talented as anybody. They bring in Vic Fangio to coach the defense. I think that's obviously going to help. They had a couple guys there that were couldn't stop a nosebleed. So I think, it's what happens when you hire some of these young guys that should stay somewhere else. But either way, it's, now they get a veteran coach in there, so certainly that's going to help Philadelphia. They get a real coach there. But that's what I want to see. What Philadelphia team is going to show up? The one that was absolutely horrendous at the end of the year, or the team that we've seen and got accustomed to seeing that can play with anybody in the league?
Rex, I don't know if I'm going out on a limb here. Just listening to you feels like you're not the biggest Sirianni fan.
No, I wasn't that. I liked him. I liked the guy initially. I thought he had some swag to him and all that. But I just tell the truth. I tell what I see, and that's what makes me a little different than these other guys that the pundits that get on there. They either they don't know or they don't have the guts to say. But if I see it, I'll say it. And to me, I've been around the game all my life. And you can't fool me. I've seen it. And to me, that's what that team looked like. Looked like a team that could care less about their coaches, and that's how they played.
Rex Ryan, the truth teller. So I have one more for you. Our colleague, Lorenzo Neal, I did 4 years of radio with him. He's still a part of the family. What do you remember about Lo Neal during your time together in Baltimore? Now, nothing but the truth here, Rex. Give it to us straight.
No, I love the guy. I mean, he was an absolute beast, a great player. And, hey, did I let him skip curfew a couple of times? Absolutely. So, but he was, I don't know if that's what you refer to. I love the guy. I mean, to me, he's one of the all-time great fullbacks in the history of our game. And, I don't know if they'll ever put a fullback in the Hall of Fame, a traditional blocking fullback, but man, there was very few better than this guy, if any.
Perfect. Exactly what I was looking for.
Yep, you nailed it. Rex, thank you so much. It's a ton of fun to have you on.
All right, my pleasure, guys.
All right, there he goes. Rex Ryan.
Truth teller.
And now, producers, if you're not on the phone with Lo Neal within the next 20 minutes, I don't even know why you're here. I don't know why you're here. Get Lo on. I want to hear what he did with these curfews that Rex just let him run around and go crazy.
Well, at the time, I think Lo was nearing the tail end of his career, and he was handling business on the field. So, yeah, go ahead and skip a curfew, big fella. Just as long as you show up with that moneymaker and you lead the way for our run game, you'll be just fine.
Well, Rex clearly thought you were leading him more than you were. That was a very open-ended question.
Yes.
You could tell when we started laughing when he's like, I don't know if that's what you're referring to. It was like, but we weren't referring to anything, but we are now.
Well, and he had totally led me to it by saying that I'm a guy who tells the truth. Yep. Okay, Rex, then let's have the truth on Lo Neal, because Lo would tell you that, little curfew skip, and that was Lo's final year of his career. 2008, he was a 38-year-old fullback. And by the way, he played in all 16 games.
Let me go ahead and say
at 38.
Let me say it for him since he's not here. Go to hell, Dibs.
That's a four.
Okay.
That's a solid four.
Yeah, that's what he would say if he were here.
No, and
right
I can
now.
See where, Lo's like, hey, Rex, I'm gonna be hanging a little bit late tonight, I'm 38. I'm in my 16th year in the league. you go ahead and give the veteran different rules, you know?
That is the first time I've heard someone assess what happened to the Eagles that way.
Well, you assessed it that way in real time.
Well, but I didn't say it that way. They look like they hate their coaches. What I told you was something's rotten on the inside.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on, but what you're seeing to me feels like a Hollywood set, right? Like, go ahead and go behind the house. Oh, it turns out there are no bedrooms. It's just a picture of a house. Like, that's what it felt like even when they were 10-1. It's not that they were bad. They've got talent all over the place, obviously. But something just wasn't adding up. And all it took was for, I think, the opposite to come to town, because the Niners, especially at that time, they were humming. They were humming. They were well-oiled. They were super motivated. They wanted to show the world what they really think would have happened if they could play the Eagles at full strength. And so you got Deebo Samuel to absolutely just turn the volume all the way up. And it exposed them. And Big Dom wasn't allowed anymore. And that was it. They were just done. They folded.
Yeah.
Absolutely folded. So
Niners got them in a good spot, too. I'm looking at the schedule now, and off the bye, Philadelphia was at Kansas City, a win. They beat Buffalo in overtime somehow.
Totally.
And then the Niners preceded the Cowboys, so that was a little bit of a gauntlet.
Oh, and I think they played either the Cowboys or the Dolphins right before the bye.
Yeah, exactly.
It was nothing but a
Cowboys
run.
Bye, Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Cowboys.
Oh, I mean, just like the best teams in the NFL. They had to play them all in a row, like 5-6 weeks in a row.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they went to Seattle and lost, and things went downhill from there, but Rex's analysis is spot on what we what we learned at the end of the year when they went out and got crushed by Tampa Bay.
I thought the easiest bet in the NFL of the entire year was the Cowboys minus whatever against the Eagles the week after the Niners pulled them apart. I was like, oh my God, Dallas, and it was in Dallas.
3.5.
And it was three. Yeah, I remember being about a field goal. I'm like, Dallas is going to blow them off the field. What was the final score?
33-13.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
And it wasn't that close.
No. And they never recovered. We'll see if they did in 2.5 hours.
Exciting. Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, this is the which Eagles are you? You second half Eagles or are you first half Eagles?
Well,
Let's see.
It feels like there still is some broken things about the coach quarterback relationship, and it just doesn't feel like everything is buttoned up with this Eagle team.
I agree with you. Yeah, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. All right, got a clean, wide open hour for all of you. We're reacting to last night. We're heading toward tonight. We're heading toward Sunday. We're heading toward Monday, for goodness sakes. Okay? 888-957-9570. You watched the two QBs who have 4 of the last 5 MVP awards play against one another last night. Did you feel any quarterback envy? Or no, Niner fans? 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.